This is the BBC.
What beautiful words, Walt. Why didn't we set it to music?
It would be a jolly good idea.
Of course. Just stand under this tree and listen.
Uh-huh.
Just a minute. Just a minute, please. Just a minute, Mr. Seacombe.
What?
That music was written by Edward Elgar, sir.
Edward Elgar? He got in crook, didn't he? You better watch these composers. Same thing happened before. I wrote Handel's Lager, and when I got it to the publishers, he'd already written it. You know what he called it? Handel's Lager, same as me.
Is your name Handel's Lager?
What? You get a belt and that big shiny ear all of yours.
Never mind, there, I shall never mind.
Good heavens, it's Peter Sellers, who has just broken his own record of keeping a car for more than a month.
Well, you may laugh, Herschel. The trouble is, nobody's yet invented a hi-fi car that takes films in color with a built-in tape recorder. But the day will come, Marky.
Stop those car impressions.
I can't. This is a chauffeur-driven impression. Stop here, Jim.
How can you afford such expensive impressions?
Because I do a brilliant impression of a large bank account.
Splendid! You're just the type to do the impressions in our most recent Leather Goon show, entitled The Space Age.
When news of the new Russian satellite was released on the Sunday, the high-ranking British astronomers were unfortunately away for the weekend. However, the moment they were informed of the phenomena, they immediately continued their weekend holiday.
But in Hailsham, a small English village just across the channel from France, an Englishman, staunch and true, was at work.
Ah, that's my cue. Thank you, Walt. Now, where's my kitten speaking trumpet? Hello, folks! Hello, folks! Hi, folks! This is Gunner Neddy Seagull speaking to you from the hayloft of a barn at Pool Farm. I am carrying out a vital scientific experiment, folks. I am discovering how long a World War I army deserter can survive in a hayloft and horse fodder, raw carrots, grass, cardboard, spring rope, old actors. What? Who's that? Halt over there! Shoot and I'll fire!
Ah, good morning, ragged military gentlemen.
Oh, good heavens! It's the military police.
Yes, Neddy.
It's all a mistake, I tell you. I didn't know the 56th Heavy Regiment was sailing for North Africa. I overslept, that's all. I'm not afraid of the Germans. Come on and fight! Come with the Kaiser! There, you see, I'm a patriot. Rule Britannia, there'll always be an England.
They all say that.
What?
There, Neddy, little Neddy. We are bearers of grand tidings.
Huzzah! Of course, the king's pardon.
Well, not quite, Neddy.
Have we captured Berlin yet?
Well, the war, Berlin, yes. Yes, it fell to us, but we lost it again.
Good heavens. World War One still on.
World War One still on?
World War One. You try and say it. World War One still on.
World War One. World War One. Well, we set for World War One. Yes, at this very moment, the Germans are attacking the Bank of England.
Strange. I haven't heard any gunfire.
Moriarty, quick, your World War One impressions.
Bang, bang, boom, bang,
bang. We would like to assure nervous listeners that the shell fire they hear is not genuine. It's been done orally by an unscrupulous military policeman who takes protection money from deserters like Neddy, who are not aware that the war is over. And if you'll pardon me, I'll slip away before they notice my Boer War helmet.
Boom, bang, bang, boom.
Boom, ra da 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 boom.
Bang!
Good heavens. That last one was close.
Yes.
Look, lads, have enough of this. I've only got 3 shillings.
I see. Just one moment.
Oh, yes, Neddy. We've got a little invention here we call the deserter's friend.
What is it? A woman?
No, Neddy. With this gadget, you can hide in space.
Space? I'm taking up too much already.
Lad, we have perfected a method of getting a man off the ground under his own power. He needs no other means of propulsion.
Has it been successful?
Successful. Do you hear that, Count? Oh. I even last night, the dear Count here went up on the heath and unaided elevated himself into space to the height of 20 feet.
Gad! What's this invention called?
A ladder. Of course, I may think of a better name for it later, but...
Ladder's a good name for it. I must tell folks just about my trumpet. Calling, folks! Hello, folks! With this invention, folks, I can go on being a deserter forever. The military police will never find me up there, folks! How much?
Well, to anyone else, Neddy, 10 shillings. But to you, £38.
Oh, I couldn't take advantage. I'll pay what everyone else does. 10 shillings. How would you like it?
In 38 £1 notes.
Right. See, I've got £40, huh? I'll peel them off. 40, 39, 38. There. £38.
Thank you, Ned. Now, pick a card. Don't let me see it. What is it?
The 43 of diamonds.
You lose. Pay pontoons only. £28. I think.
And now, Neddy. Here, Neddy, are the full-scale plans of a ladder. These plans are made of paper.
Yes, Ned. If chased by military police, place plans against a wall. Climb up and then fold the plans up after you.
Brilliant! But I'd better not take any chances.
Of course.
I think I'll make a wooden one.
Spend it. And here to cover the sound of your carpentry is Max Geldray to play his old Dutch muffled teeth.
That was Max Geldray, who played standing inside a pair of trousers. You will remember that Neddy has built himself a ladder. Part two, we find him hiding at the top.
Hello, Hawks! Calling, folks! I'm in a deserted paradise, folks. Banners at top of a secret 20-foot ladder in the middle of Piccadilly Circus.
And damn silly you look, too, Mr. Siegel.
Quiet, Wal. Do you want people to see me?
It matters not if they do. The crux being that World War I, from which you hide, was terminated in 1918.
Whoa. 38 years I've been a coward for nothing. Wait, that means they owe me 38 years coward deserters back pay. I'd better get down to Whitehall.
Oh, dear, dear, that Chinese ginger. There ought to be a law against it. Well, it's time the delightful Madame Latour was here. Get me handkerchief and me electric tango boots on. And the gas stove down low. Must have a romantic atmosphere. You know. That's her now. Now, just put the light on. Ow! Got it right in the filaments. Now. Millie, to me arms, darling, and let us waltz. Let's waltz the whole night through. The Darjeeling one step with you. It's cooler than Pune
And I'd rather sooner do it in Darjeeling with you. Out in the old bazaar, I'll give a loud huzzah. Let's live our moment in Bombay cantonment. The Darjeeling one step with you, with you. The Darjeeling one step with you.
I kiss your hand, madame.
And that's as far as it goes. I'm promised to another.
Well, I don't know who you are, sir, or where you come from, but you've done me a power of good, I'll tell you.
Well, I'm Gunner Ned Seagull.
What are you doing on top of that ladder, sir? World War One is over.
I know. I'm practicing for the next one.
But how can you? They haven't written the music for it yet.
Of course they have, sir. It goes like this.
What's it called?
World War Two.
Wait a moment. Where's me old photographs? Wait a minute. Aren't you Gunner Ned Seagoon of the deserters Barn Hailsham?
Yes.
Then what are you doing deserting your own coward's post?
Well, the Kaiser surrendered.
Nonsense, sir. Sintis, do some impressions.
Bing, 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 bang, boom.
There. You heard that with your own ears. German World War One rifle fire interpreted into English by Havildar Singe's things.
I'd better get back on duty as a coward then.
The Russians have forced a satellite into the ionosphere.
The filthy swine. And me with only one change of underwear.
May I explain, Major?
What?
I said, may I explain?
Will you get on with it, then? What?
Well, this is a satellite moon searching the Earth.
The great space race has begun. Men, on your marks. Get set.
And so England joined in the attempt to conquer space. The question was, how could we get ahead of Russia? Soon, the great all-leather laboratory at Neasden was working full blast on a project.
Get this rocket strapped up your back. And stand in the fireplace.
All right, Henry.
And remember, modern men, keep your elbows well in till you're clear of the chimney.
Oh, dear. What about the heat from the rocket, Henry?
Well, hold the lid of this biscuit in behind you to protect your nether limbs. Now, mother mean. When you're well clear of the earth, get extra power by strapping on these leather duck wings.
Operate them, Henry.
Don't worry, Madam Min. As soon as you're up, this instruction manual on leather wings will be rocketed up to you. Now, let us check your outer space nourishments pack.
All right, Henry. Let me see. One more leather back.
Two and threepence.
Packet of Indian tea. Net weight quarter pound.
Eightpence farthing.
And a small brown loaf. What are they all for?
Now your medical survival kit.
Oh, the survival, yes.
One fish stew. One outer space lemon and horsehair poultice.
Oh.
One stratosphere packet of Ling Cenopod. And Alistair's horse oils.
Oh.
One bottle of Indian brandy.
No.
Amin. Think yourself lucky to have modern science at your disposal.
Oh, you're going to dispose of me then?
Not well.
Oh, you want to be murdered, Robert.
Wait a minute.
Oh, here they are. But
coming, coming.
He's coming.
Min, don't go up till I come.
Hide me, sir. The military police are after me.
I can't think what they see in you, sir. Where are you?
On top of this ladder.
Oh, you're in the Air Force, then. Come in. Now, sir, you are just in time to see Britain's first woman into space.
Good heavens! She's gone up the chimney.
Yes. Now to pick up her signals on this wireless set. Calling Min, calling modern Min. England now has a successful Min Bannister circling the Earth. Min, can you give us your exact position?
I'm stuck halfway up the chimney.
Min, this has put England years behind. We must defeat the chimney barrier.
Don't worry. I have an invention here which can get her well clear of the chimney.
What,
and
what?
Into space.
What?
It's called a 20-foot ladder because of its length.
Quick. Get it up the chimney, then. Now up you go. Can you reach up?
Not quite. Ladder's not long enough.
Now don't worry. Just put this giant handy interballistic rocket to the bottom of the ladder. Light the fuse. Down. What's the matter, Min?
A man just went past me on a ladder.
Min, this is a great day for army deserters.
Why?
The first one has just been launched into space. Let's send up Ray Ellington. Come along. Come on.
Thank you.
The scene is the Opera House Aldershot. A critical first night audience are judging the military police solo ballet contest.
Thank you. Thank you. And now for a honk tonk. That's Corporal Binger. We'll dance the solo part of it from the Constable Ballet Cockholder.
Sir, start the concert.
Start the concert on fire.
Hey, this is a great day for the military police. As you know, man, since the last war, 33 million, that is, one-third of the male population of England, have been deserters. Well, we have found one of them.
Well, where's his deserter, then, now? Where's the old deserter, now?
Well, I'll tell you, now.
No, no.
We got him trapped. He's circling the earth 500 miles up. So step forward, the tallest man in the regiment now. Brave man. What's your name?
Lord Corporal Eccles.
You're not the tallest man in the regiment?
Well, the fellows that pushed me forward seem to think so.
All right, pick a partner and I'll arrange transport.
All right. Okay. Hey, now. No, not them, not them. No, not you. You read it, sir. No, not you. Uh-huh. Oh, you.
You would pick me, you big thing.
Oh, bottle.
Don't you bottle me. I'm on my way to do my man's shopping, I am. I'll take a small brown tin of salmon, quarter black shag. I don't want to play the military police game. What's the matter with you, man?
Oh.
It's all right, you saying that. I found sago, quarter rice, one tin condensed milk. My mum says with all these politicians about, I'm not to play in the park.
Right. Four of you two, fall in. Now, march behind each other. By the right. Quick march. Left, right.
We better follow him, hadn't we? Oh.
At dawn, as you can hear, a great military police space rocket was prepared. The red cap was screwed on, and inside, final orders were given.
Now then, cigarette thought. As you just know, we are about to make the first arrest of a deserter in our distress. Now, Sergeant, 5 seconds from now, we will synchronize instruments. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right now, man, you all know your stations.
Clapham Junction.
Shut up, Eccles. Now then, switch on the heat generator. Raise the engine temperature. Right, combine maximum heat power.
Maximum.
Right, blue bottle, seal those pipes. That's hot enough. Fire!
Where?
Oh, the rockets. Fire the rockets. All right, chaps. We are 500 miles up now and well clear of the earth. Remove Liberty bodices and replace Denshaw.
Captain, look. There's a face at the window.
What? Draw the curtains. Wonder who it is. What height are we at?
492 miles.
And, can't be seen here. He's only 4'9".
Wait a minute, Captain. He's standing on the ladder, and he's got no clothes on.
Sir, improperly dressed, sir.
No, he's not dressed at all. He's N-U-D-E.
That's him, Newly Seagull.
Nude? Give me them binoculars.
Oh. I
Well, you did see Goon. He's knocking to come in. There's manners for you.
Don't let him in, Major.
Why not?
I can't play two pals at once, do we?
Well, get out. That's got rid of him. Now, let deserter Seagoon in.
Ah, thank you, Major. Hello, folks. Calling, folks. It's me, folks. Maybe I'm safe.
Deserter Seagoon, you're under military arrest.
I'm not frightened anymore. World War I is over.
Ah, yes, but since then we've had World War II.
I'm a sign.
Yes, maybe. Now, for a few shillings a week, we know a nice little spot where you can hide.
Yes, but you'll tell me when it's over.
You see, it's all in the mind, you know. That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe and Spike Milligan, with the Raylinger Quartet, Max Galbraith, and the orchestra conducted by Wallace Stott. Script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer, Wallace Greenspade. The program produced by Roy Spear.